Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Two items. A whole bunch of big news agencies are listing us as GGN. They're complete fools. A five-year-old could do better. And I just got a call from CNN. Tried to get a hold of me yesterday, but I just never given the message. So I didn't get to get on there and crush the New World Order. That's okay. That's just the way we operate. To make a long story short, Anderson Cooper, I guess, is afraid, or he's busy or something else. He's going to be doing the show about New Orleans tonight, so no show tonight. And there might be one in a few days. Who knows? So we will see what happens. But I commend Showbiz Today for what they did, and it was a lot more journalistic than what you normally see from Fox or other people from an entertainment show. But the bottom line is that those cable shows really aren't even viewed that much. It's just the prestige and the hype of it. The key is the battle that's going on the web, on the internet, right now. Contact, you know, just type Charlie Sheen into Google, click news, and it'll show you, 50 different articles, and pick some of the top ones, and they've all called it GGN and don't have links to hear the clips or don't have links where you can learn what was actually said. Email them, call them, go, hey, get it right. It's GCN, and CNN reported that, and it's in the press release, and they know it. That's by design, folks. That's not because they're stupid, because it's not just CBS doing that. And then tell them, hey, you link to the info. You link in the story to what was really said, and out of that something good can happen. Paul?
Well, that's right, and you just mentioned typing it into Google. You type it into Google News, you'll get all the hit pieces. You type it into Google's main search engine, which is what a lot of people would have done after seeing CNN last night. What do you get? Absolutely.
And Paul, that's
nothing.
That's a major story. It is. Now, listen, yeah. Listen, folks, we know Google. We know how it works. We write an article about somebody dropping their shoe off of a bridge, and it'll be top of Google. We write an article about the London bombing, it's top of Google because we get the most hits on those subjects. This has been out for 3 days. Alexa.com ranks it as one of the biggest stories on the web. Okay, Dallas Morning News is from number 4,000. We're number 2,000 right now, and that's all of our stories together. If you look at just the Sheen story, it's in the top 10 stories on the web right now. Nothing on the web. Google was caught blocking Space War, remember, 3 weeks ago. It is guaranteed that Google is blocking Charlie Sheen right now. It is guaranteed, Paul.
Yeah, because we did the Space War article, which arose out of Space War, which is a geopolitical website, which isn't even critical of China.
Put an article out just like Space War and ask for everybody else's help like we helped Space War.
Yeah, they reinstated the website. But overnight, they had removed it from it. Google search results. Space War suggested that it was because Google had got a call from the boys from Beijing.
Well, we know China. We know they're blocking there, and now they've been caught here in the U.S. They're doing it again, Paul.
Yeah. It wasn't the China Google. It was Google.com.
Yeah.
They just removed it wholesale.
Normally, Google cycles every 5 to 8 hours. It didn't cycle. It didn't cycle Monday. It didn't cycle Tuesday. It didn't cycle Wednesday. Now, guaranteed.
Right.
Guaranteed, Google Web is blocking us. They can't block Google News because those are affiliates of Google.
Yeah, remember we had a conversation, what was it, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening? We were fair. We were saying, okay, we'll give it another day or so, even though it normally takes 12 to 24 hours to Google to index a major story. We said, we'll be fair, we'll give it another day. Now, 3 days later, you type in actor Charlie Sheen questions official 9/11 story.
That's right. You type in the exact headline that will pull something on a blog that gets zero visitors. Right. Google will still pick it up.
Yeah, because it's been linked on thousands of other websites.
Understand how it works, folks. Headline. The bigger the story, the more it goes at the top.
Yeah.
Our stories are at the top of Google everywhere. Petty nothing stories. This gets tens of millions of readers, and there's no Google index list anywhere. But Paul, not just under the exact headline, under Charlie Sheen it doesn't appear, Paul.
Charlie Sheen 9/11, absolutely nothing on the main search engine.
Well, as soon as you leave us here in about 30 minutes, as soon as you do that, I want to get it up there.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's so many facets to this story. Paul mentions that on Monday night, we noticed that Google News had a few stories because news affiliates, they have agreements with them, and so they always carry their news. They can't start blocking out U.S. newspapers. Or that would be big news. But we know how Google works. We live Google, okay, because it's really an NSA tool. It's a keyword search. And if you put in a similar headline, you're guaranteed to get it 12 hours after, okay, normally every 8. But if you put in the exact headline, we would copy our headline, Charlie Sheen questions official 9/11 story, put it in, and nothing. And I said, Paul, on Tuesday night, a day after, I said, don't write a story. I'm sure it is Google censorship. Let's let them keep running with it for a couple of days, and then we'll have total proof of it. Then another point we just noticed during the break, we went to Yahoo News and clicked, and I did this yesterday too, hundreds of articles and stories and blogs, mainstream, alternative, whatever. They use almost the exact same system. The two compete with each other. They're rivals, but they're always updating, and it's basically the same NSA-style program that we, the people, use. That's really all this stuff is. And boom. And by the way, I'm so into search engines because I get to have NSA power, okay? Not over listening to you personally what you're doing, but in free information in the news and blogs and technical info. It's an unbelievable tool. So believe me, we know all about it. We are experts, okay? My staff up here is always amazed because this is one of the things I'm good at is how I can just, they can't find something on Google and I know how to find it. And Paul's really good at it too. Sometimes I can't find something, I call him, he finds it, or he can't find it, he calls me, I find it. But, I mean, this is a piece of cake. Understand, if something gets 10,000 readers, it's at the top of Google normally. We get stuff that gets millions and millions. This Charlie Sheen thing is the biggest thing we've ever done. The Alexa web ratings came in. It is in the top 10 stories in America. And our website is now just Prison Planet, because understand, if something's number 2,000, that's not double the Dallas Morning News at 4,250-something. That is more than 40 times bigger. They have all the ways to break it down and look. I mean, so we've gone from being as big as the Dallas Morning News, and this will just go for a few days, to being hundreds of times bigger. This story is hundreds of times bigger than the entire Dallas Morning News web operation, and it's not on Google Web, which is a lot bigger than Google News. It is blocked. It is a government op. They have been caught red-handed, and they're now doing it in America. Paul, you take the floor. I've got to control myself.
Okay, yeah, and the point we have to make is that, as happened last time with the Space War article, we got emails after the article was released, kind of like a day later, saying that Space War was being indexed by Google and that it was available, which we made the point that that was the case because they had reinstated it, and in fact Space War on their own website had stated that their website had been reinstated. Space War, as I said before, was neutral. It occasionally carried articles which talked about things like the rapid build-up of China's military, things like their missile satellite systems and their relations with other countries. But it wasn't critical in any way that you could imagine that some of the more hardline neocon websites are critical of China. So that's the reason why we say there might be a censorship issue, because overnight, Space War found that Google had completely removed their website from its search results. And at the time, Space War suggested, as I said before the break, that it was because Google had got a call from, quote, the boys from Beijing. So in that sense, we supported Space War's efforts in lobbying Google to reinstate their website because, you know, it sets a bad precedent, and the website was eventually reinstated. So cue a deluge of emails calling me and Alex a liar from people saying they could access Space War from Google, which is because it was reinstated about 12 to 24 hours after Space War had released the original article. And in fact, Space War amended their original piece on it to say so. So since we put out that article, I've in fact noticed that Google's been somewhat reluctant to index our major articles, and as of a couple of hours ago, the last time I checked, you type in the headline of the original Sheen article, and you get your search, quote, actor Charlie Sheen questions official 9/11 story, did not match any documents. And as Alex said, this is kind of one of the most trafficked articles we've ever carried. It's going to be linked on thousands of other websites, thousands of other blogs. The traffic it got just from the Drudge report alone, Drudge linked to our story on Monday briefly for a matter of hours, just from that traffic alone would have put it right up there. And we talked about it on Tuesday, as I said before the break, we were fair in saying that although Google indexes the major articles within 12 to 24 hours, we said, give it another day or so, and, you know, let's be fair about it. So it's now 3 days after the article went out, and it's simply not on Google. Neither is anything else about what Sheen said about 9/11.
And it's on thousands of blogs and newspapers, which also get indexed by Google News. So understand, this is all automated. Only a specific filter, which they admit they do in China and now other areas, could do this. We have Google filtering in America. And that all happened right at the same time Drudge had us up for 4 hours and then pulled us, which he never does.
Right. So I think, you know, if you're listening to this interview in a week's time, then Google will have to have something in there just because of the deluge. But the high
or no, maybe story, they'll announce a new policy of doing it. Maybe they'll say the U.S. government's asked us to, and this is our new policy.
Maybe so, but, you know, in a week or so, the story will have died down. Now it's at its height right now, and they've got nothing on there whatsoever on the main Google search engine. So that is the essence of censorship.
And that's Google Web, folks. We're not saying Google News. They're not blocking their affiliates.
Right.
Well, it's It's mind-blowing to see them censoring in America, Paul. And this is red-handed, okay? I've studied how these machines work, how these systems, these programs work. They have to go do it themselves. And to block it, they have to. It's very hard to do. I read about what they do in China. They have to block thousands of word combinations. I mean, you type Charlie Sheen 9/11. Charlie Sheen 9/11 speaks out. Charlie Sheen, you know, claims 9/11 cover up. Our exact headline: Charlie Sheen, Alex Jones, Charlie Sheen 911. Nothing comes up.
Right, and so what we need to do now is test not just Yahoo search, but all the other search engines.
Yahoo is
way,
it?
Things like that.
Yeah, it looks like Yahoo's not blocking, which is even more proof.
Right. So that in itself is a big article that we can do later on.
Well, I tell you, Paul, it is just getting, I keep saying mind-blowing. This is mind-blowing. I mean, this is a bigger story than even Sheen speaking out, that Google is blocking us.
Exactly, but it comes as no surprise when they've done it before. For mainstream news websites like Space War, I'm surprised they didn't do this sooner. I've noticed that our articles get less and less high in their search rankings since we supported Space War in their efforts to get reinstated.
Oh, yeah, the Google CEO a few months ago, a particular company exposed some of the things they were doing, and Google CEO said, "You don't get any more links from us."
Exactly.
Hey, Google, don't be evil.
Their own corporate slogan, which they've contradicted time and time again. Oh, but they're defending this by only releasing some information to the government about American search preferences.
Well, you know, Google even moved in, a year ago to that big NASA facility. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, we got to move away from Google. If Yahoo will leave us alone and leave others alone, which we haven't seen them doing this yet, they do it in China, then we'll have to support them. We'll have to have a campaign, everybody off Google.
Right, and by exposing this, hopefully they'll reverse it like they did with Space War, but it's becoming more and more obvious that this is censorship.
Well, we need the listeners to tell everybody to go out and post on message boards everywhere what's happening, what's going on, and then we can use this against them.
Right.
Because what's happening is we cover so much, they understand our growth curve. And I've read different corporate papers on MySpace and what it did and what a lot of other big sites did in their growth curve. And they know our growth curve's exponential. And so, I mean, all of this is clearly attempts to head us off at the pass because, you know, once we start going viral, that's what they call it on the web, when something really spreads, every day we're going viral, Paul, and all the sites are exploding in size, it's got to be scaring them.
Well, exactly. I mean, a couple of years ago, Prison Planet was 30,000 in Alexa. A year ago, 20,000. London bombings, at the height of that, it was down to 5,000-6,000, but it kept swinging back to kind of 15 after that. And now it's around 6,000-7,000 every day, even if we haven't got a massive story out.
And today it's number 2,000.
2,000, and I expect tomorrow it'll be around the same level, even without the help of Google.
And all we're trying to do, you see, when they go read that Charlie Sheen article, they see all those links to all the other credible people, government officials, Bush administration people, defense ministers, laying out what happened. You see, that's the whole point of the Sheen interview, boys and girls.
Right, but they'll pick up Carlos Santana mildly criticizing Bush in a milquetoast fashion, and that's on the AP within 2 hours of him saying it.
But I tell you, Jeff Williams over there at APLA, he thought he'd stop us. He didn't.
Well, no, and they could have got control of the story and steam valved it in a certain way, but now it's been forced out, so the floodgates are more open than ever, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty classic. Paul, I'm going to let you go so you have a chance to go write these articles and get this information up in a timely fashion. We've got some more guests coming up. I know we got a lot of callers. We'll get to you, too. Another case of a censorship that's going on when we get back. But everybody go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and tell your whole email list to go there so that they're not able to suppress this. So instead of just hearing people lampoon and pillory Charlie Sheen, they go find out what he really said. And the video of the CNN interviews up there, the 40-minute interview we did on the radio show, it was an hour interview, but 40 minutes of talk, it's all there. Get it out to everyone now. Help us. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the Fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell
this broadcast is being followed in real time by elements of the United States government, and I have no doubt the British government. It's one and the same. I didn't want to talk about this a few days ago, but we got messages from our server IP companies, Chicago, California, specific, what was it, SAL flood attack. I mean, you know, with the, you know, the coded messages. I mean, we talked directly to the head of IT departments at two of the biggest hubs in the country, and they said these are systematic attacks. And obviously, they're listening to our phone lines, everything. I kept it secret that Sheen was coming on. Didn't even put it on my website until he actually went on air. Right when he went on Monday at 8 after, it went up on Infowars.com that he was joining us. 30 minutes before he even joined us, the flood attack, the massive denial of service with using proxy servers as they jumped, began attacking. And then they attacked, and I got that separately from an IT guy in Austin, IT in California. Then the network was hit on its separate systems because we also stream the show. And then you can't tell because we just combined with the network to help them. I just pay to put out the free streams because the network couldn't do it. But all of this is going on, and then we get hit in Chicago at other backups with the same exact attack. And they were able to jump through, I don't know all the technical terms, and catch it. It was coming out of U.S. government IPs that were running the zombie attacks, taking control of people's computers all over the country to attack us, to send denial of service at us. And that was going on on my computers, on the network's computers, and then on another individual that helps us with his computers, massive attacks just so you couldn't hear Sheen on the Internet. Then Google, for 3.5 days, does not list us, and for 20 minutes we're ranting and raving about it. Kevin Smith is in there, and I wish he'd have printed it as proof because they won't have their searches cached. They save everything else, but searches are one-time events. And this is getting all technical, but the point is that 20 minutes into our rant about it, it hit with 46,000 links concerning the Sheen interview on Google Web. They were listening, and they took the search block off, and the entire history of searches were available, and all of the links in the past by searches, with their spiders they send out and their robots they send out over the last 3 days. Those are all terms of little programs that crawl across the web and pick everything up and then bring it back for their database. So red-handed. And I don't know who you think you are sitting there at Google. I don't know who you are, why you think this is American. I know you got fake news and fake newspapers in Iraq, but this is America, buddy. And don't think that we're not going to write an article about this. And this is, in my opinion, more important than the whole Sheen thing. You're now trying what you do in China here, and I'm not going to stand around and take it. And the listeners of this broadcast aren't going to stand around and take it. I'm calling Google headquarters. I am going to get answers, or I'm going to launch a national boycott. And don't think it won't affect you. This is shameful. Yahoo never censored us. The others didn't censor it, but over half the searches on the planet are run through Google, and now they've moved into the NASA headquarters, and they're doing a lot of sneaky stuff, and I'm not putting up with it. Do we have our guest, James L. Bills? Sorry, James, we had trouble. Your phone's got an anonymous blocker or something, so we took us a while.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that I had to go through all kinds of weird, and that never happens to anybody. I had to punch in codes to receive your call.
Well, that's because we're on T1s, probably. We got computer phones. But I know you just heard all that ranting, and you've experienced this yourself. You know, Emmy award-winning documentary makers who came to Austin couldn't get their film shown in the Shot by Southwest, and we're told because it's political, and all over the country that stuff's getting pulled. And now you've got some of the most incredible footage that would blow. It would be top story all over the country. Rotten bodies floating around inside the jails. The prisoners behind bars unable to get out. Cops with their families drowning. Dead bodies everywhere. Hell upon earth. Troops running around grabbing guns, and you know what? Nobody will take your footage, will they?
Actually, so far, no. We've actually been told it was too politically hot to handle.
And I've been seeing your footage and photos that you've shown us for weeks, and now you're. And I meant today to have a big send-off for you and to have a big show and post it and make a big deal out of it. And I want to get you back next week to make sure this happens, sir, because I can't do you justice right now. But I mean, what do you just think of, and we're going to break and make up plenty of time, what do you think of what you're hearing about Google and all this?
Well, we've experienced the same thing. Our actual site has not been Googled yet, and we've been up for a month and a half, and our previous site is Google, but our new site, for some reason, and Al and I have no reason, we can't figure out why it has not been Googled.
Well, I know the science of the Google system. It's basically NSA hardware from the late 90s, and they're blocking their bunch of shenanigans are going on.
Well, you know, Tulsa, you've not seen one press report about our movie, even though we sent out hundreds of press releases about our film. You've not seen one news report anywhere about our film.
Well, that's because you've got Hell on Earth on video. If this video was seen, it'd bring down the Bush administration. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Tri-Vortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Tri-Vortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Tri-Vortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Tri-Vortex.com. That's Tri-Vortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I'll have no place to stay.
Crank it up.
Going down. Going down now. Going down.
I tell you, we didn't mean to play that music. Boy, the levees did break, didn't they? And joining us is James L. Bills, director, and then we've got Al Gomez, the producer. I believe he's on the same line with us. Were we able to get Mr. Gomez on?
How you doing, Alex? I'm here. Yeah.
Hi. Sorry, I'm in a frothing mood today. We've gone nuclear with this story.
I guess Kevin told you I called him saying, you know, I can't hear your feed today. I called him an hour ago saying, what's up? This is the first time ever I've not been able to hear your feed on the web, and I've got two computers side by side.
Well, on Monday when we had Sheen on, I thought it was overwhelming listeners blocking in. And no, we had servers in different parts of the country being attacked before it even came on, when it was a secret and only been discussed on private phone lines.
That's awfully. We ourselves, not the same way, have gotten a lot of attacks also. Lots of hate email, hate blogs about how dare you tell this story. And our story, just so you, again, I sent you a copy of the documentary. We try to stay as middle of the line as possible as you can in something like this. From my earlier version, but when you're showing Americans being herded into corrals by men with machine guns on American soil, truckload after truckload after truckload of American armed troops with their fingers literally on the triggers, rolling into a major American city to herd people up, it's hard to stay objective.
Yeah,
really.
let me just stop right there. And for those that don't know, in the middle of all this craziness with my limited staff, you're authorizing us to put some of this on the web for free. Obviously, you're still trying to sell the footage to a major network so people can actually see it in mass.
Right, right. I've asked you if you want to put like a little couple minute snippet up there as a preview. I told Kevin I'd gladly provide him with all the snippets he wants.
Okay, but I mean, we've got a copy of the film now.
Yes, you sure did.
So I just from your note you sent, what can we put up?
That's a Mr. Gomez question.
Mr. Gomez?
Yes.
Because Kevin's like, hey, let's put some of this on. I'm like, well, I have to have specifics.
Well, in terms of what you're seeing, you can basically put up any of the pictures regarding the whatever deals with the military, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, what about the video stuff of dead bodies floating around and people in jail cells?
They're all available. A lot of those dead bodies are the pictures that when James took the stuff, he didn't show faces.
I made it a point not to show faces.
No, I understand,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to get at here is... because I mean, I'm.
What I need to do is I need to send you the hour and a half long version where we didn't pull any punches and let you pick from that one.
Yeah,
the hour long version we have, we pulled some punches trying to make it more mainstream, and it's still hardcore and still very edgy. But let me send you the hour and a half version.
I understand. You had to water it down, and then they still balked.
Right, yeah. We watered it down quite a bit. We made it a lot softer.
Okay, what I'll do is, and I'll put a little bit. Can I put say a minute up out of this one?
You can put two or three. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. I got 3 minutes from you, and then send me the other one. We'll have you guys on for 2 hours next week, and so millions of people can hear about it. But right now, tell us about your website.
The website is www.refugeoflastresort.net, and we called it Refuge of Last Resort because during the hurricane everyone was of course finding their refuge. Ours happened to be, luckily, a friend of ours had a room in a hotel and invited us over. Otherwise my wife and I and our two kids would have been stuck in our 100-year-old house on Broadway in New Orleans, which did not fare that well during the hurricane.
All right, and again, I've seen the watered down, if you can call it that. It's nightmarish film. I mean, this should be on television every night. It would be the highest.
You think
it would be the highest rated ever, but it's not just you that got this. A bunch of other media got this, too. This is a great story of the censorship.
And just so you know, we sent copies of this, I'm not going to name them by name, to major news networks who refused to even show it. We sent. I was one of the only cameras, if not the only camera, when you see the Superdome footage, I was the only camera that got a lot of that. And you haven't seen my footage. When you see my footage, your eyes will open up because no one else was even there. You don't even see anyone with a still camera around where I got into. Because I was on the ground from day one.
You were in the middle of it. Tell us about the film. When can we, I mean, obviously, are we ever going to be able to buy a copy of this?
We're suddenly getting a lot of interest in it, more internationally than domestically, of course. If push comes to shove, we'll, of course, always have to figure out a way to either distribute it ourselves. But I don't think it's going to have to come to that. Hopefully this summer you'll be able to get a copy of it in your local DVD store. But the film, honestly, in the watered-down version, which I say watered down, is still brutal as hell. People who see it walk away crying and shaking, which I was shocked because I'm so numbed by it by now.
Yeah, I know. I've seen a lot of it. It's sick. Describe, I mean, you were there, James, or Mr. Gomez, just jump in
there. My family was right. My family lived in New Orleans at the time.
Yeah, but I mean, describe for people the type of stuff that's on this footage.
Okay, well, aside from the interviews, of course, I'll go right to the meat and potatoes. It shows how the storm rolled in, and the storm itself wasn't all that horrific. We were out 4 in the afternoon Monday walking around. There wasn't any flooding. We were walking around. We even walked down to the Superdome, and there were some National Guard troops there. They didn't have to roll in. And on the radio, you know, we talked about how we were on the radio. Entergy said that there won't be any power for 30 to 45 days, so make some plans. And within 2 days, suddenly there's water everywhere, but still no food anywhere, still no water. They did a really good job of herding the people who are scattered about the city to the convention center by telling them that there was water there. So, of course, every straggler made their way there, and there's no water. There was no food there.
And for days, they were still able to roll in with highways right to it, but they just didn't for some reason.
That's like, say, yeah, same thing. Like, you probably heard they couldn't evacuate the Superdome because of the flooding, but I was able to walk there on Thursday afternoon once the troops came in. I walked there, and the water was ankle deep. I mean, certainly ankle deep water isn't enough to keep people from going home. This to me was crowd control or something.
Sir, it was a giant drill. They brought in foreign troops. They did gun confiscations. It was a drill.
There are lots of hired guns also, people who wouldn't tell us who they were, people in black masks there. None of them with any food, mind you. No, I mean, with no food, no water.
What were they doing, just running around screaming at people?
No, they were herding people up, herding them up, taking them to the Superdome, herding them up, taking them to the convention center. And when I would go out, I would try to hang near someone with a press pass so they would think I was press, because I was an indie filmmaker who happened to have a high-def camera. And the few times when I was stopped by the police, I found if you smooch a little butt and hug them and say, thank God you're here, thank you, they leave you alone. So that's my little hint to any indie filmmaker getting in trouble. Give the cop a hug and say, thank you, and they'll let you walk away. They think you're their buddy.
Now, well, the cops were doing a pretty good job. It was the FBI-led military and Blackwater goon squads. Of course, now, major sheriff departments, MSNBC reported, will be taken over by DynCorp.
That's pretty amazing you say that, because I just I was going to double check some of my facts about Katrina, and I wanted to make sure I had my points right. When I called a few of the local state offices, they were actually being manned by military personnel.
Yeah, it was all a martial law drill. What about the footage of people inside jail cells?
That's pretty interesting. We one of the people with us, we befriended a couple of reporters. Like I said, we hung with them. We actually let them stay in the hotel where we were at, if they'd bring us food and gasoline. And one of the reporters was able to go down to the Orleans Parish prison and talk to the prison guards one-on-one, and she said flat out, there's dead bodies there, there's bodies hanging from the razor wire there, and we've got this film, can you see the film? And at the time, the film was damaged, the tape was damaged, I couldn't view the tape, and I had to clean it up. And we cleaned up the first 21, 22 minutes of it, and it shows basically from the time the storm rolled in until Wednesday, taking different little breaks, the conditions inside the jail. And it shows, again, there is more footage to be revealed, of course, and we know what's on there, again, as far as inside the prison, inside the jail itself. The stuff you've seen is the prison guard footage that the guards themselves were also abandoned with no food or water, and that they actually had their babies with no diapers sleeping on concrete floors, sleeping on cardboard. We're not talking 12 or 20 people. We're talking hundreds of people, if you see the video. Hundreds of individuals sleeping on the floor, sleeping on cardboard, kids with no food, babies with no food, complaining the whole time.
Yeah, I want the footage of the prisoners locked up in water.
Well, let's see if I can get that to you. We're actually going to be hopefully decoding that very soon.
Listen, the key to breaking their news blackout on you is putting the most hardcore stuff you've got up front. You do that on Infowars.com. Believe me, sir. Believe me, you're going to have a buyer for your footage in about an hour.
You've got some really, really good listeners, and I really kicked myself in the head for not listening to you. For years, I couldn't listen to you in New Orleans because I couldn't find a station to listen to you. I didn't realize you had a webcast. And ever since then, I've been following you quite a bit, and you're so accurate on so many things you have to say. And if imagine in Austin, Texas, if there's a hurricane, and the government came in and everyone survived the hurricane, so you're doing okay. What if suddenly all the food and all the water were taken to one area, allegedly, and everyone in Austin had to go there? You would have the same thing there that happened in New Orleans, where military troops rolled into control crowds.
And then they go into the unflooded areas in $10 million houses and arrest you and take your family guns.
They were doing that right near us. On our film, you'll see that we were at my house a week and a half after the hurricane trying to save what we could, because I had one half of my house had a major roof collapse and ceiling damage.
Sure.
And the military troops rolled up with their guns drawn on Al, made him sit down, would not let me take anything from my house, even though I had my key on me.
So by then, Mr. Gomez was there.
He was there with me. We had driven back in. I got my family out to Texas safely, and we went back to get what we could, and the military stopped us with guns drawn, guns aimed at us. Had us, you know, and I was like, at my house, I had my key, had my lease, had a utility bill. Didn't matter. We had to pack everything up, put everything away. And if they would have known my camera was rolling when I came downstairs, they probably would have taken the camera, but thank goodness they didn't.
I mean, at that point, Alex, when I went in with him, day 7, day 8, it was somewhere around there, I didn't see but one or two policemen there. It was mostly military. It was 99% military.
And it was,
everywhere we went. And we were stopped everywhere we went.
And it was Army Airborne Rangers, not it wasn't National Guard. It was actual Army Airborne Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gentlemen, did you know I've been to urban warfare drills where they train to take our children from us and take our guns, and they admit it's for America?
Because they know if they take your kids, you'll follow wherever they go. That was my thing with the water. If they take the water and they tell you water's over there, you'll go where the water is.
Yeah,
that was one step away.
Now, Mr. Gomez, why did they aim a gun at you? Why did they have you sit down?
I was standing outside waiting. There was actually nobody there. It was dead. There were no animals. There was no life. There was nobody.
No birds even.
Nothing. And these people came around, and we had seen them cruising around. We didn't think anything of it. And I said, well, James, you're home now. you know, go see what's in there, go see what's left, go see the damage.
Yeah, you've got the courage to come into this war zone to help your friend. You're there, and then here comes America, and how do they treat you?
I actually talked to one of the guys. It was funny because he did have a loaded gun. He had a loaded gun, an M16. I'm not familiar with their weaponry. But I said, hey, this guy didn't realize I was from California. I said, I'm from Los Angeles. I'm here, you know, I'm here, I'm with the press, we're doing this film. And he started talking to me like I was a normal human being. But I guarantee you, when he first came up, I might as well have been an alien. I might as well have been somebody not from this country. Because he was pointing his gun at me, and he wasn't saying a word. I thought, this was strange. I'm an American citizen.
Well, see, they
I'm
tell the truth.
I'm minding my own business.
Well, all of this happened because there were a few gunshots, mainly cops over the next hill shooting alligators or wild dogs. This is now admitted. Really no one's shooting at anybody, according to all the reporters I've talked to that were there.
Yeah.
And then they would just go, we're under attack, oh no!
Yeah.
And then a bunch of aid workers got shot by the military. You know, it's just, so the whole thing was a giant laboratory drill, sir.
And so much information. Like, I remember we were there when a broadcast came over that either the military or the police had shot some aid workers. And within 2 hours, it was, oh, no, they were shot by a gang. Well, where's the gang? You know, the city's in ruins. Where's the gang at? You know, what gang? The only gang's roaming around.
Now,
and again, so many things will forever, Alex, go unproven about this hurricane. This was, to me, I'm 43 years old. This is the most horrific event of my lifetime.
Well, and I know it was for millions of others. Let me try to understand this. According to the press, I've interviewed what we saw on television. I interviewed a lot of people that were there, and firemen who valiantly traveled from Houston there and others. And they said they were inside the Superdome, and some of this has been confirmed mainstream, and that for at least a day and a half, there was food and water stacked up, but that they wouldn't let the people have it, as if they were trying to make the people rush them, and the military was ordered to sit there aiming their guns at the crowd. Is that true?
Well, I've heard that about the convention center as well. Again, I've been told that. I didn't see it. With my own eyes, I never saw it. But
I was told that by Houston. I was told that by a Houston firefighter.
Well, if I can also follow that up, you know, officially inside the Superdome, what is it, there are 6 people dead? Yeah. When Al Gomez and I went there a week and a half, 2 weeks later, I want to say September 11th, we were there. We met some rescue workers out of Ohio who said, we're still pulling dead bodies out of the Superdome. And they were just, and I said, can I get you on camera saying that? And they said, of course you cannot.
Yeah, this isn't a free country. I better not. It's like we're Russia now. No, I better not. No, I
don't. Well, it's like the rape issue. When we were there, we saw women screaming, my baby was raped. We saw photographs that news photographers took that have never been published of people who were killed. That photos you'll never find anywhere. And so I contacted the Louisiana Foundation Against Sexual Assault because at like 3 in the morning I saw one of those news programs that they run one time that says, oh, by the way, there really were a bunch of rapes in New Orleans. And LAFOSA, Louisiana Foundation Against Sexual Assault, confirmed there were 42 medically proven rapes in and around New Orleans in the week and a half after Katrina.
And those women should have had guns when that flood happened. They should have stuck that gun in their purse. They should have blown those scum away.
42 rapes is a whole lot more than the nun the press reports, isn't it? 42 rapes is a horrific amount of rapes.
How did this...
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
For some reason, my board, every once in a while when I hit the cough button, it doesn't come back on, so I apologize.
That's all right.
I mean, how did the men who were in the dome at night while this was happening, how would men sit there, I guess it's the new American, and let women get raped? I mean, all the time now I hear about stories where a cop gets hit by a car and lays for an hour bleeding to death right by a convenience store. No one helps him. Stories of women being raped and left on the side of the street in front of everyone on a major, you know, Toronto street. And businessmen laugh at them out of the windows. I mean, what has happened to us? I mean, if I saw a bunch of scum raping a woman, I'd beat their brains out.
Well, let me show you firsthand sort of what happened to me. It's not rape, but it's pretty horrific. We found a young man who had been beaten almost to death on Poydras Street. And we were, again, the radio, this is Wednesday, the radio was saying food, water, EMTs at the convention center. So we pick him up and we actually carry him to a truck, and we lay him in the back of a truck, and a new blue Cadillac pulls up. And inside the New Orleans police officer with his gun drawn, and we say, where can we take this guy? He's going to die. He says, take him to the convention center. Again, in a new Cadillac with the 2005 sticker still on it. So we take the guy to the convention center, and there's 3 policemen there total. Thousands of people everywhere. And we literally have to beg the cops, please, this guy's going to die. And the policeman looked at me after a while of me begging, saying, look, his eyes are rolling back in his head. His gums are white. He's incoherent. He's going to die. And the policeman said, he's just going to have to die. We can't help you.
Yeah,
there were people everywhere, and nobody would help us. And nobody would even lift a finger.
Well, that's the thing. The government says terrorists are about to hit us. And then what we can count on if the, quote, terrorists hit us, and we know who they are, is that they're going to just come aim machine guns at us and take our kids from us.
I would assume so. And it'll just come in one or two, Alex. They come in two, three dozen at a time. These guys are well armed. My wife has been so terrified that just for having the footage we have, we're going to have our door kicked in. So we keep it off premises halfway across the state, and it's safe. But, you know, she's been, every time there's any kind of weird noise, oh, my gosh, they're here to get the footage.
She's experienced the new America.
I would assume so. And again, when you watch my, I mean, we blame FEMA on my video. I don't pick any one person out. I just say, look, like we have about 20 minutes of interviews, and the last half hour is pretty much solid. Boom, boom, boom. Here's how it's happening. And we walk around and say, okay, well, now it's Thursday afternoon. There's troops in the street. Let's go get some food. Oh, there's no food. There's only guns. Oh, there's no water. There's only guns. And
meanwhile, food is stacked up to heaven right outside the city with major highways ready to roll it right into you. And they're not there to help the woman raped in the street or the young man beaten half to death. They're there to take your guns and teach you how to be a slave. We'll talk about the film more and give you the website on the other side with Al Gomez, the producer, and the director, James L. Mills.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, I've never seen the lyrics of the Don Henley song, Inside Job, but it sounds like something about 9/11 to me, but John Connor sent me an email saying, no, it's not. So I'll check into it. If I'm wrong, that's fine. I'll say I'm wrong. I'm occasionally am wrong on things. But the tone of it was like I knew that was saying it. No. Going back to our guest, gentlemen, I don't want to shortchange you. I want to get you back an hour and a half, 2 hours. I want to get you back Monday or Tuesday as soon as possible, as soon as I can grab some clips out of the video and get them up. Send me the really brutal copy. That'd be great.
I'll send you some raw footage also, some raw unedited stuff as well.
That'd be great. And then an old note saying, you know, you can use 20 seconds of this, 30 of that. I mean,
No, pick and choose. If you're going to put up several 2 or 3 minute snippets, I don't care. Feel free.
Okay, well, I'll do that. But we got a few minutes left. Give us the website several times.
Okay, it is, again, www.refugeoflastresort.net. And there are some things also, as well as getting information about our film out, we're also trying to be a place where I can put news about hurricane events, missing people. We also have a blog up there if people want to have any kind of news. And because I got kind of sick of companies out of New York coming online and selling $25 Katrina Survivor t-shirts, we're actually getting sponsors to help us give Katrina survivors who made it through this decal so that you – basically my reasoning behind that was have it on your vehicle so when you stop at the corner, the people begging for change know you're not full of crap and you say, I'm a Katrina survivor, leave me alone, I have no money.
Absolutely.
But we try to not sensationalize anything if that can be possible, and I'm so numb from this that when I watch a group of people watch this film and they start crying and they have to turn away or get up and leave the room, I'm so numbed by this that I'm still surprised at this, you know, 7 months later.
Well, I'm the same way. I mean, I shock a lot of people just with the stuff we talk about, not the footage you've got. And I realize I've been in it so long that for the average person who's never come in contact with this, it just blows their mind. Mr. Gomez, any closing comments from you, sir? And we appreciate your courage helping put out this film.
Well, first off, I deeply respect what you do, Alex, and I'm starting to understand more and more what you do and the value that it has. Because as James told you earlier, I contacted every major distributor in Los Angeles and New York. Again, I won't name names specifically, but I have. I have contacted everyone. I get people who say, there's a voice here that should be heard, and then they turn me down. And it's the strangest, it's always been the strangest thing in the world to me is, why would they turn it down when they told me specifically this voice should be
heard? Well, I've seen some of the footage. I mean, it's blockbuster. It's horrible.
And it's high def and in focus, too.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. I mean, I had a big radio executive just tell me a few weeks ago, he goes, Alex, everything isn't ratings. And I go, I know, it's keeping the establishment in power. I know that's what it's all about. It isn't just about ratings, because I get the ratings and should be on 600 radio stations. Instead, I'm on like 75, 80. And
yeah,
they're mom and pops, and we love them and thank God for them. But
yeah,
that's why the mainstream media, though, is literally every year losing more and more of their audience. I have a stack of articles about it today. They are imploding.
And also, Alex, to back you up, I'm a big fact checker because of the documentary as well. And you can sit there and say the same story that's on some other website, and you'll go in depth and you'll find the sources and you'll find the truth behind almost every story. And I really respect that. I really, really respect what you do.
Well, no, I'm just trying to save my family, and you're trying to save mine. We're all trying to live in a free country here, and it just everything is like hell has been released on this country, and we're being totally deindustrialized, and it's just, I'm sorry it's negative, but, you know, it's positive that we know about it and we're fighting it. So I appreciate you, gentlemen. We've got links up on Infowars.com.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet, Al Gomez and James L. Bills. And again, one more time, for those that missed us, give us that website.
It's refugeoflastresort.net.
refugeoflastresort.net. Godspeed, gentlemen. I'm going to have one of my producers call you right after the show, call you right back, because I want to go ahead and set you up for next week.
Very good, Alex. Thank you very much.
You better talk to you then.
Take care.
If you want to support us, folks, I'm about to have to plop down probably tens of thousands of dollars to pay for the bandwidth for people hitting the site right now. If you want to support getting the truth out about 9/11, buy some of the videos, become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, support us, plus their powerful films. Get them today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God willing. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.